and ensuring that our participating states comply with FATF Recommendation 15. This is the recommendation of the Financial Action Task Force that deals with the governance of virtual assets and cryptocurrencies. This effort is done in close cooperation and partnership with UNODC. Our work started with basic trainings for the governments of Georgia, Moldova, and Ukraine. All three governments asked for additional training and capacity building for more staff and for more advanced trainings. And in addition, other participating states learned from these countries and asked as well for the same services. Today, the project spans across 11 participating states in Eastern Europe, the South Caucasus, and Central Asia. So if you're looking for initiatives that can be upscaled, this initiative was upscaled, and we are available also for discussions with other participating states of the OSCE, which are almost the same as the UNECE countries. Then we are available to have these discussions and further upscale the activities. We build capacity and raise awareness for public officials, and we offer tailored workshops designed to enhance regulatory frameworks concerning anti-money laundering, taxation, and crypto assets. We're providing specialized analytical softwares to relevant investigation and law enforcement agencies in the beneficiary countries. This software serves as a crucial tool in tracing and investigating illicit financial transactions involving virtual assets. Furthermore, we are facilitating study visits, and I just give a few more detailed examples. This week we had a training for the National Bank of Georgia, and this was the third training already, so now we're at a point where we can use the colleagues that were trained as trainers themselves, and in 2 weeks we will bring a delegation from the Republic of Moldova to Georgia to learn from the National Bank there about their approaches on methodologies, technologies, and the governance frameworks for virtual assets. And since the delegate of Armenia is just sitting in front of me, in your country we also had a training this week and have quite a few more plans for additional activities. Another example of our work is a cross-regional project on open data and digitalization, which focuses on training for civil servants on the importance and the use of open data and digital tools, outlining governance areas with the highest corruption risks and providing policy recommendations on how to address them, and supporting networks of practitioners and best practice exchanges. We have partnered, for example, with the Ministry of Digital Transformation of Ukraine in supporting its efforts in digital transformation. One of its objectives is to provide 100% of government services in online formats. The ministry launched its e-governance portal called DIA, which has made Ukraine a world leader in e-government innovation and already hosts remarkable examples of digital tools, among which are public services, digital literacy, and business development. And some of these services we also provided assistance for the development. Through its capacity building efforts, the OSCE is supporting Ukraine on a wide range of aspects related to good economic governance and digitalization that reaches from empowering civil society and private sector to develop open data-based solutions to address the challenges of the war, to delivering training programs for government officials, media, civil society, and the private sector, with the purpose of improving the quality of the open data available on state platforms, increase the use of open data by the public sector, as well as stimulate the creation of new projects using open government data. And as a final word and example, I would like to mention that we are also working on closing the gender digital gap by supporting the building of digital skills of Ukrainian women inside and outside the country, as well as supporting women entrepreneurs in strengthening digital skills to take their businesses to the next levels. Thank you, Mr. Chair.